You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Hey, thank you for checking out this episode of Campus Life. This is Pastor Gary. I am a college missionary who gets to serve the University of Hartford in two special ways. One, as the Protestant chaplain for the University of Hartford, and then also I pastor a collegiate church plant on the campus called Faith Fellowship Church. So thanks for tuning in. We are in week one of school. Today is actually the first day of classes being back on campus. So thank you for joining in with us today. So I'm here. This voice you may notice today, you hear it all the time. And so this is going to be pretty cool to hear our guest today actually talking instead of doing one of our intros. So Beata, welcome to the Campus Life Podcast, for which you're always on anyway. Welcome today.
Hi, everyone.
So Beata is one of our students here on campus. Beata, why don't you tell the people a little bit about who you are, like maybe your major, what year you are, and kind of like how long you've been around.
Okay, so my major is health science, and I'm minoring in psychology. I've attended University of Hartford ever since I was a freshman, and right now I'm in my senior year. I'm very interested in psychology, so I believe that that's where I'm heading on to next.
Okay, and how long have you been down with the PCM, Protestant Campus Ministry, Faith Fellowship Church squad?
Ever since my sophomore year in the spring semester.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, Beata's one of our student leaders, and so we just did club fair yesterday, and she's also a commuter student as well. A lot of people don't know that, but she does not live on campus, but she's here all the time, which is good. And so we just did club fair yesterday. Awesome event. I think we got, 71 new contacts, which was amazing. And I think, was this your first club fair event, Beata?
From what I can remember, this was the first club event that I stayed in, actually looked at the different clubs. I think one time I passed by the club fair, but I've never actually really interacted with club fair.
And this was your first time doing, like, the table, though, the booth.
Definitely.
With us. Okay. Yeah. Well, talk to me a little bit about that experience. Like, we'll get into more about what happened, but, what was that experience like?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. At first, I was really nervous, but I feel like a lot of people can be nervous about it. But it was a really, awesome opportunity, I think, just to get to interact with all these incoming freshmen and even sophomores and juniors and seniors that are still here. I feel like club fair is such a great place to get to know all about the clubs. And if I were in my freshman year going into club fair and maybe I like checked out more of the clubs, maybe I'd have joined a lot sooner.
Cool. Yeah. So we met Beata at a grilled cheeses event that InterVarsity was putting on, I think in her the spring semester of her sophomore year. And so campus Protestant Campus Ministry is a department of the university. InterVarsity is a worldwide parachurch campus ministry that is on a bunch of campuses across the country. They're kind of building it back up, the InterVarsity here at UHART, which we're really glad to see flourishing and growing each year. And so me and Kyle, Their club leader, basically, who works also at UConn. So shout out to him and him, the work he's doing at UConn, which is just a whole other beast of a school. I was there the other night moving my cousin back in, and I was like, God, thank you for having me at UHeart right now, because I wouldn't know what to do with UConn. So Kyle, shouts out to you if you listen to this episode. So he's also working here at University of Hartford, kind of building back up this group, and we're really glad to have him. So me and him partnered together on this event. He was looking for his place to meet, and I was like, well, you know, we have setup time in church, and nobody's really in there during the setup time. So, hey, man, have your grilled cheeses event in here. And so they're making grilled cheese, and people are coming to get their free grilled cheese or Nutella. And asking a question about the faith or life in general, and these guys answer it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we met Beata. She kind of got on board through her friend LaShawn, who's also a part of the ministry. Now she's an alumni, but she still loves us and is still here. And so it was really cool. I think me and Beata were saying that if LaShawn didn't invite her to come back, because Beata couldn't stay that day, mm-hmm. LaShawn did, but she invited you. Tell us about that. How did that go?
Yeah, so that that day after grilled cheeses, LaShawn actually went to the Faith Fellowship church service.
Okay.
And she just wanted to find some place where she could go to church on campus, because Sundays didn't really work for her, and here we meet on Tuesdays. And so she met that Tuesday, and I already go to my Catholic church on Sundays, so I was very skeptical. My parents probably, I didn't know how they would feel about it, so I definitely was very skeptical. But LaShawn invited me, and she said that she really liked it, and I really wanted to get to know more about it. So I went to the first service, and it really spoke to me, and then I just kept coming after, and all the services were just so amazing. So I'm just really grateful that LaShawn was able to go and then invite me.
Yeah, and excuse me, and that's what we love, that you know, keeping that environment of invitation so that people can find out that this is happening on campus. So if you're a UHeart student and you're listening to this, this is a shameless plug that we meet in, where are we making that now? RBAC Auditorium, which is in Hilliard Hall, at 6:30 on Tuesdays. There actually might be another gathering coming about that's brewing, that God is building up. So stay tuned for that. But for right now, Tuesdays is a definite. We're there, and our first service is September 10th. So definitely come to that. So, Beata, tell me, what was your favorite part about Club Fair yesterday? What was your takeaway?
My favorite part, I just have to say, was meeting the new people. Just interacting and getting to just talk a little bit with them. There wasn't too much time to have full-on long conversations, but just being able to speak with different people and girls and guys, and it was really cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's fine. So I think what's really cool too is that Beata just mentioned something that I talked about in another podcast episode, which was about summer orientation. And so Beata noticed naturally that meeting people and talking to people at Club Fair is way more hectic, right? Just, it's fast paced.
Oh, yeah.
And so meeting with people in the summer was a lot more slow paced. You did a summer day with me. Talk about that difference a little bit.
Yeah, the summer orientation was a lot more slow because sometimes people would come in and then you wouldn't see another student for 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
So, but the good thing about summer orientation is that the conversations you were able to have were sort of longer, so you could sort of get to know more about that person's background and just more about their major, and so that was the main difference, was that you could have a lot more time with a person in summer orientation.
And the benefit of Club Fair was that we met a lot more people, right? And, about the same amount of time. You remember, we met about maybe eight or nine people each time at this resource fair in the summer. We met 71 people in one day, you know, basically giving away nothing. I mean, we were giving away $50 Visa gift cards, two of those. But let's say if we had an Apple Watch, excuse me, it would have been crazy. It'd have been like everybody been over there. It was at least, you know, a couple hundred people out there or better. Yeah. Excuse me, in this cold. I know I've had this cold with you guys for like the last month. I've taken an antibiotic. Hopefully it's going away. Probably TMI. But it's happening. But I just wanted to say that. But so I just wanted to be honored to come in here and kind of talk about just that experience, because it's her first time kind of working the booth with us. And talk about the bees were out there like crazy yesterday. I think we spent more time swatting bees almost as talking to people. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, we just wanted to come on here and kind of share that experience with you and talk about that. Beata, like, what would you have to say to one of our incoming freshman students who might be listening, who we might have met at Club Fair? Like, what would be your advice from, like, this sage senior now, you know?
I would say...
Come close so they can hear you.
I would say definitely at least give Faith Fellowship a try. Just once, at least give it a try, because honestly, Faith Fellowship has done so much for my life and for so many other people's lives. And I'm just so grateful that I got the chance to just go to that first church service and then get to know more about God, because honestly, like it's just life-changing, because now I have a relationship with God, and I didn't know that was a thing. I like didn't know that you could have a relationship with God, but you can. And Pastor Gary is so amazing at just guiding you and walking you through following Christ. So that's my main piece of advice. Give it a shot. And, you know, like, we all make mistakes. We all like might not go to like a church service or even like 2 months of church services, but you're always welcome. Like, you can go in the end of the semester, you could go in the beginning of the semester, but just going to church services, giving it a shot, it can really change your life.
You heard her. We said this to a few people yesterday. Look, hey, you just come to one church service, that's our deal. If you never come back, we get it. We'd love you to come again for sure, because we'd just love to do life with you and be a part of your life and, you know, see, you know, God grow and blossom in different ways in your life. But if you go, hey, this is not for me, at least you try. My big advice has been to people has been, don't miss out on these opportunities to get value. You know, like, you never know, not going to this particular event might be like, oh, man, you know, you never experienced it, but you might be missing out on some real value that could have just blessed and made your college experience that much more richer. And so I'm just really honored to have Beata here on the podcast. It probably won't be her last time. You guys are going to hear her anyway, because she did our wonderful intro. So you're going to hear her every week anyway, but now you know that's who did the intro. But, thank you so much for joining on. Please keep praying for us, because now we're in the midst of follow-up. We have an ice cream social tonight, actually, probably in an hour. Yeah. That's going to be amazing. So we can't wait to go up there and meet these new students. So whenever you're hearing this, just pray for all the follow-up that we're doing for the rest of the semester. And so if you want to partner with us, you want to get, behind what we're doing, it's really simple. Listen to our outro and you'll find out ways that you can partner. Also, if you have any questions, again, I say this stuff in my outro, but hey, just throw us a bone, ask us a question. We'd love to answer it here on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this week or this episode of Campus Life. And as I always say, if you want to reach the world, you have to go through the campus. Love you guys, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit garynighton.com/h4uh. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.